you just explain your quarterback rotation tonight?
Yeah, Mike. You know, Mike, I thought about it all week long. I sat down with Mark this morning before breakfast, and I told him, I said, Mark, I'm going to play Paxton second. And if things go the way I think, if Trevor plays as long as I think he's going to play, then I'm not going to put you in there with 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. Bottom line, Mike, I got a lot to go off of on Mark. He's played a lot of football. But I needed to see these other two kids play again. So that was the decision I made, and I talked to Mark about this morning, explained to him. He was great, and we went from there.
Coach, do we have an update on Cody Latimer?
Cody, he's got a knee that we're dealing with right now. We do not think it's serious. Janovich has got a shoulder, banged up shoulder, and CJ got some stitches in his ear, cut his ear pretty good. So I think we came out pretty good. You know, these couple of guys will be day to day.
Yeah, I just want your impressions of Trevor, the second.
Yeah,
starter.
Jeff, I'm impressed. I think he's very calm. I can tell by the way he handles the team in the huddle. He's got control of what's going on. You know, gets a bad break on the go ball, but comes right back, goes right down the field. So, you know, I think what I see is a guy getting better, you know, every time out and working really, really hard, and like they all have. But I think he's made some strides, and, you know, I thought he did a good job tonight. Well, Jeff, I've got a lot of work to do. I'm going to make a decision this week. I told you guys that, okay? I'm going to do that. But at the same time, I've got a lot of things going on, so I'll take my time here, do it the right way. We'll meet as a staff, and we'll go from there.
Gary, would you be comfortable going into the regular season with two quarterbacks who have not thrown a pass in the NFL yet, if you don't have a veteran there with them?
Les, like I said, I got to continue this evaluation process to decide what I think is best for the team. You know, ask me that question about experience. It's hard for me to answer because I got two of them have no experience. So it's just the way it is. So, you know, I mean, we got young guys at that position, and but they've been battling, and I think they're getting better. And like I said, I got to sit down and decide what I think is best for our group, and we'll go to work.
You decided to go with Riley Dixon all game, punting without Britton. Just same kind of deal.
Mike, it really gets back to the same thing. When you got a veteran guy who's been doing it for you, you know what they bring to the table and what they do. But when you got a young kid that's competing with them, you know, you never know, you know, how far they've come until you give them a chance. So, you know, you can ask me about the quarterback. Same thing with Riley. You know, we wanted to watch him hold. We wanted to watch him punt. So trying to really just – we got some tough, tough decisions to make and trying to help ourselves make those decisions with how they play.
Will you wait – until watch more practice before you make a decision, or will this come
Monday?
We
don't have much practice left. We've got 3 days, and we play in Arizona. Obviously, this is the tough turnaround week in the NFL. So, I've got a lot invested in a lot of work that I can make some decisions off of now, and I will do that. Does that mean I'm going to do that tomorrow or Monday? I don't know, but I've got enough going on that I can make a decision, yes.
Ronnie had a pretty good showing with that touchdown drive.
Yeah, Ronnie's played well the last 2 weeks. You know, Ronnie's in a battle. I think everybody knows that. Capri has done some good things, and Ronnie has responded as a player the last 2 weeks, and that's what you're looking for. So very, very proud of him. Did some good stuff tonight.
Anything else for the coach?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about
I can hear you. Go ahead. I forgot. You forgot? Let me help you out. Oh, there you go. He did good, huh? Yeah. You know, we got after quarterback pretty good. I think all phases we rushed quarterback pretty good. For a third preseason game, it was a really good game. It's physical. I mean, they're really physical up front offensively and defensively. So me and Jeff were talking after the game for a third preseason game. It was a really good football game.
Yeah. Gary, how concerned are you that your first team offense had a difficult time moving the ball against their first team defense?
Well, I mean, we had 175 yards of offense. Well, you know something I don't know or what? I don't understand what you're asking.
Against their second team defense.
Well, I mean, I can't control who's out there, you know. So we started slow. We're trying to run the ball. We didn't run the ball well. We got going, did some good things before the half was over. Preseason-wise, the first two games, we went right down the field the first two drives. So what I do is I build on the positives, you know, and so that's what we'll continue to do.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right.